Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and this is your baseball episode for Friday. Yes, I know some of you were griping at me for Wednesday's late podcast. Quite a few of you told me that you listen as you're going to work, you listen on your lunch break, or you listen coming home, and that my episode did not hit your podcatcher until later, and that you try not to listen to podcasts once you're home. For that, I apologize. I know I got it out late, and I know that the reasons that I gave you, a lot of you did not like, and that's fine. So, what I am trying to do is I'm not going to promise you, but I'm going to try to get them out by 11 a.m., but I'm actually shooting for between 7 and 8. Please do not rely on social media, however, to alert you. Subscribe to the podcast in your podcatcher so that when it does go live, you get it immediately. I know it's usually from the time I hit publish, it is usually up on Spotify and Pocket Cast. I use Pocket Cast. It's up on both of those, usually within 5 minutes. I know Apple Podcasts have been having some issues, and sometimes it is taking hours. Sometimes they're not uploading at all. That's happening with all podcasts. Apple says it is fixing the problem. I don't know what that means, but it's been, I think, two and a half weeks since they put out the new operating system doing the podcast differently. So we'll just have to wait and see. I also need to go ahead and apologize if my voice cracks, breaks, or completely goes out. I've been having some allergy sinus issues that has been causing my voice to act up. If I go into a coughing fit, I, again, already apologize. Now, let's get into the baseball games for tonight. Actually, we have one afternoon game. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys I took a lot of overs. Here's why. A lot of research is now suggesting that a lot of games are going over on Fridays. I'm going to test that theory out. Now, whether you test that theory out is something completely different. I am going to tell you that right now, betting baseball dogs is a thing. I have been leery about trying this out. My friend has been making some money, and I am going to try it out personally. I am not making official picks on it. But what you do is you don't care who's playing. You literally are betting, and I'm betting a quarter unit, on money line underdogs that are plus numbers. So I actually am doing that in the very first game. So the 220 game, Pittsburgh versus Chicago Cubs. What you would do is you would not even pay attention to that game. You would see that Pittsburgh is the underdog. It's plus money. It's plus 125 on the money line, and you just click it. Like I said, I'm doing this for quarter units. And my buddy has been doing this all week, and he is ahead. Now, here's the thing. You may have seven dogs hit on one day and be up money. Don't raise your betting amount. Keep it the same, because the next day, those same seven dogs may lose, and then you're out. So that's why I'm not making this a podcast play. I'm doing this personally. Like I said, a friend of mine has been doing it. Because you're betting plus money, you actually can have a losing record, say go 4-6, but still make money because the dog that was plus 200 won. So, just be aware of that too. Anyway, like I said, 220, I'm taking Pittsburgh on the money line at plus 125. The first of the 7:05 games is Boston versus Baltimore. Guys, these two teams have been juggernauts. They've been really up and down. And I'm just going over the 8.5 runs at minus 120. They're playing in Camden Yards. And so I think both teams score a lot. Washington versus the New York Yankees. The Yanks have been really looking good. The Nationals, however, have not. They have not been able to get it together. And so I'm going to take the Yankees on the run line, minus 1.5 for plus 110. The 7:10 game of Milwaukee versus Miami. I know Miami has gotten on a hot streak here recently. I know in the beginning of baseball season, I was saying, hey, give me a reason to root for Derek Jeter's Miami Marlins. I know I have it. It's just this particular game, these particular pitchers. I think Milwaukee goes down, upsets Miami on the money line just for them to win at plus 116. And then I'm taking the over 6.5 at minus 110 because I think Milwaukee has the better pitcher going into this game, but not overtly good. Now, Minnesota and Detroit's our next game. I think the Twins have looked good when they're playing at home. However, they're playing in Detroit for this one. They're out of a dome in this one. I couldn't go with a winner. However, they have been really scoring a lot of runs, both visitors and home teams, at Detroit. So I'm going over the 8.5 runs at minus 120. Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Guys, I know Cleveland is the favorites. Cincinnati didn't go on that hot streak to begin the season just for the fun of it. And I think they're getting it back. So I'm taking Cincinnati on the money line. And I'm also going over 8.5 runs at minus 105. Then, 7:10, we also have Arizona versus the New York Mets. And I'm taking the Mets on the money line at minus 135. Philly and Atlanta. Guys, I don't know what to do with either one of these teams. And this is where I have to tell you, the last 2-3 weeks, I haven't been able to figure baseball out. This week, as of going into Friday, we're 20-16 and one tie in baseball this week. Does that mean I have baseball figured out? No. No, it doesn't. I'm still struggling with the ball. I'm still struggling with teams having people in and out due to injuries and COVID. COVID is really throwing a wrench into stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Philly and Atlanta, I don't know who's going to win this game, and I really have to keep it strictly research, because if I rely at all on the eye test, then I want to lean Atlanta. And that's not good for my bankroll. So I'm just going to go over 8 at minus 105. Seattle versus Texas. I'm taking Texas on the money line at minus 115. They just have to win. Toronto and Houston. Houston's also kind of up and down, but they've been playing pretty decent here recently. They're at home. I'm taking them on the money line at minus 139. And then this game bothers me just a little, but I'm going over 9, minus 110. I'd like solid numbers like 9. And when I see them, I have a tendency to want to play them over or under, because at least you have the opportunity to get a push. But 9 to me at Houston, a little high, but I think they can accomplish that. The Chicago White Sox. Guys, Kansas City has not been looking good. I know they're at home. The White Sox, however, have been looking good. I'm going to take them on the run line. -1.5. That means they have to beat Kansas City by 2 or more. And I got that for plus 105. And I'm also taking the over 8.5 runs at minus 105. Then we've got the 8:15 game of Colorado versus St. Louis. St. Louis has looked good at home. Colorado, not so good when they're the visiting team. However, I am just taking the over 7.5 at plus 100, not picking a winner in that game. Now, the 9:35 game is the Battle of Los Angeles. A lot of people are high on this one. I'm not so much. I think the Dodgers take this one fairly easily. I'm taking them on the run line. They have to beat the Angels by 2 or more, and I got that at plus 115 early this morning. At 9:40, Tampa Bay versus Oakland. Tampa Bay's flying clear across the country. The A's have been looking good. So I'm taking Oakland on the money line, minus 135. Yes, I know that shocks some of you, because you thought I was a Tampa Bay mark. I am, but I also can see where, you know, there's a good possibility they can get beat. And tonight is one of those in Oakland. I'm also taking over 8. Again, that's a solid number where we can push. But I think some runs are scored in this game and the next one. And so I'm taking the over 8 at minus 105. Last game of the night starts at 9:45. It's San Diego versus San Francisco. Guys, I'll be honest with you. I was looking at the research. You guys know I've been really high on San Diego. The juice on the money line on them is way too high. But the more and more I looked at numbers, the more and more I felt like San Francisco was going to win. I don't know why. They do play good at home. San Diego, in the past, like before this year, hasn't always played good in San Francisco. And I almost used that to rationalize my feeling that I was getting that San Francisco will win. However, I'm not betting on feelings. Because I think a lot of times you get too caught up and you're wrong. So I'm just taking the over 7 that both teams will be scoring a lot in this, and I got that for -115. So that's your 20 picks in Major League Baseball for today. As always, you don't have to play all 20 picks. Pick and choose what you decide on, or go lower in your betting units amounts. Guys, please bet responsibly. I tell you guys this almost every episode. Don't bet any more than you can afford. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or anyone close to you feels like you do, you need to call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly, so that they can determine what kind of problem you may have and get you help, support, and guidance with that, and make the correct referrals for you with your issues. So, guys, like always, I wish you the best of luck on whatever you're betting on today, or what even you're watching for today. I will talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.